Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's Wednesday, February 10th, 2016 at 7:30 a.m. in North Central West Virginia. We'll talk about something today. Many people are trying to reason within themselves, why are we here? What is the purpose of life? We live in a world, the Bible says, that the days of men are short and they're full of trouble. So there has to be a reason why we are here. The Bible declares that God made man, that's me and you, in his own image. So God himself has a purpose for us being here. And I believe in the days to come, as we go further into this winter and into spring and summer and however much time God allows us to have, that many are going to make very important choices within their lives. It's a time to decide what direction we're going to go. The prophet Elijah said, "How long you be halted between two opinions?" Of course, he was confronting the black robe prophets of Baal back in the days when Israel, which was God's people, was full of idolatry, when their temples and their worship places were worshiping a false god named Baal, who was no god at all. Amen. So the purpose of life in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." And he goes on to say that when you seek me with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your spirit, and all of your soul, if you give everything to me, 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Now, this doesn't apply to everybody. It's whosoever will. It's not an exclusive thing. But not everybody will choose. There are those that's halted between two opinions. He said, if God be God, then worship God. If Baal be God, then worship Baal. In other words, make up your mind. The Word of God says, multitudes by multitudes stand in the valley of decision. The book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is why we are here. Whether fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. See, we didn't come from a big bang theory. The Bible declares that we are wonderfully and miraculously made in the image of an almighty God. So we were born and made for fellowship with God, and that's the only thing that we were born for. Everything else in our lives is trivial because man's days are short and full of trouble. The Bible declares us as a leaf of grass that fades off into the sunset, so to speak, like a wave tossed in the ocean. But our purpose, every human being born, our purpose is fellowship with God, our Creator. Of course, we know that doesn't work for everybody. Proverbs 19:21, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand." Decision time. Decision time. Choice time. In John 17:1-3, this is Jesus praying unto the Father. I want you to listen to these words. John 17:1-3. "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he would give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. To really know the Father through the works of the Son, Jesus Christ. Our purpose for being here is that we might know God. The Bible declares that the Holy Spirit draws individuals. I've heard people say, well, when I get ready, I will be saved. I will give my heart to God. But see, if the Holy Spirit does not draw a man, then a man cannot come. The Word of God says the Spirit and the bride says, come. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that he also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. John 14:23, and Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Our relationship with God and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, the Holy Trinity, is the most important thing in our life. Everything else pales by comparison, because we live in a temporal world, but we possess, on the inside of us, an eternal spirit that will live somewhere. That will live somewhere. In Job 42:5, he says, I've heard of thee by hearing of ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. The things that Job went through brought him closer to God. As rough as it was, the end result was glorious because he knew God. The most important relationship that you have on this earth is with your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. We live in a time when many are polytheistic. Many just pick up anything that comes down the road. The Bible declares that many will give heed to seducing spirits. Many will be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. It's time to be settled in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The reason that we are here is to serve God, to have fellowship with an almighty God, to bow before an almighty God. And this is our choice. The Bible declares, choose you this day whom you will serve. Paul said, I die daily. He said, I get up every morning and I make a conscious choice to serve Jesus Christ that day by the provisions he has made for me by his sacrifice on a cross 2,000 years ago, that he has given us power, the Word of God declares, over all power of the enemy, that he will give us power to live for him. He says, if you walk out and step out and choose to draw nigh unto him, that God will draw nigh unto us. And if we resist the powers of darkness, then the Word of God says that their weapons that are formed against us will not prosper. There's a reason why David said that God is my shield and my buckler and my high tower and my present help in the time of trouble. Well, it's just not politically correct to serve God. People don't like the name of Jesus. Of course they don't, because the God of this world has them blinded. They don't care if you use the word God, because there's many that deem themselves gods. But if you use the name Jesus Christ, there's still power in that name. The devils still tremble at that name. In Job 19:25-26, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet my flesh shall I see God. Confidence. Why? Because Job had a relationship with God. The Bible said he was a man who eschewed evil. He hated it. He put it away from him. The Bible declares, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. You will keep my word. You will do that which I have told you to do in my word. See, a relationship with God is just not going to church. A relationship with God is receiving the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is the only means that man can know God, because the Word of God declares, and I probably say this every broadcast, but it's so important, there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. So we were made and created for fellowship with God. And when we are outside of that fellowship, then we are fair game for the powers of darkness. That's why the Word of God declares there's two that's called the sons of perdition. Number one was Judas, son of destruction. And the Word of God declares that the Antichrist will be called the man of perdition, the son of perdition, the son of destruction. See, outside of fellowship with God, there's a lot of stuff going on. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. And that anchor holds and it grips that solid rock. And that solid rock is Christ Jesus. Upon this rock, I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have built. Our only protection and our only peace and only security in a world gone crazy is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A present help in the time of trouble. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. He says, draw nigh unto me. Seek me while I may be found. We are still in the age of grace and mercy. But according to the Word of God, there's a shift that will take place, that God will be a God of judgment, a God of wrath. The Bible says it's a horrible thing to be in the hands of an angry God. We need to declare our allegiance. We need to choose this day whom we are going to serve. Put you on, the Bible says, the full armor of God. Put you on Jesus Christ, our helper, our salvation. People say, well, you know, people that serve God have an escapist attitude. Well, John the Revelator said, even come quickly, Lord Jesus. Paul said things like, I would that I could be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. But he says, I know that I'm here for a time and a season. And he says, I will finish my race. He said, I will keep the faith. I will commit unto him that which he is able to keep until that day. That Paul, after his encounter with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, going to Damascus to kill and imprison other Christians, his life was changed with an encounter. We need an encounter of a God kind, where God is our life, where we let him order our footsteps, where we trust him with everything there is in us, when we will pray the prayer as a man said, Lord, I believe, but help me my unbelief. This is why we are here, to establish fellowship with God. Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say there are many that are the way. As we, like I said, the polytheistic world we live in today, we live in a time when there's gods of convenience. That many will darken church doors on Sunday and walk out on Monday and do things contrary to God's word and think it all right for the sake of business or the sake of some kind of a deal going on within their life. They are pliable to the world, but yet they say they're pliable to God. But the Bible tells me that if you have fellowship with God, that you will want to come out from among them and be ye separate. Decisions have to be made. Choices have to be made. But we are here in a nutshell to have fellowship with God. Ephesians 3:14-19, Paul said, For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know, listen to me, my, this is so important, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. That's a powerful, powerful scripture. That you know the love of Christ, which passes, which transcends all knowledge. Things that are beyond our understanding. And he said in Philippians, to give you peace that passeth all understanding. In other words, you shouldn't have peace, but yet you do. Your circumstances dictate around you that you should be falling apart, but yet you're not. Because you're kept by the love of Christ that transcends, that passes up meager head knowledge. Think about this today. Love that transcends knowledge. Romans 3:8 says, And we know that all things work to good for good to those that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, this is we know. He says, and we know. How do we know? Because we have fellowship. Because we just don't darken church doors. We know who we're singing about. We know who we're praying to. We know who we trust, and that's Jesus. The only one worthy to open the seals. The only one worthy of a crown. When he comes back, all these tin-horn dictators will bow their knee to him and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Know who you worship today. Know who you serve. That he pours upon us an agape love, a love that is unconditional. We're going to need him. We need him today, and we're going to need him tomorrow if God gives us grace to be here tomorrow. And you're going to need him when we cross over into eternity. You're going to need to have fellowship with God. My sheep know my voice. We are not led by the chaotic winds of this world. We are led by the true spirit of an almighty God. We are upon a solid rock. We are not upon sinking sand. Why? Because we have fellowship with God. God talks to us. He speaks to us if we know him. Many voices in the world today There's only one thing that can filter them out, and many voices are the voices of deception, which Jesus warned, take heed that no man deceive you. So we're going to have to know him to keep from being deceived. What really matters in this world, because in this world we have no longevity. We are living in a temporal world. The Bible declares that Abraham was looking for a city's foundation and maker and builder was God. Job 4:12, what is man of a woman of, pardon me, of few days and full of trouble? He come forth like a flyer and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. What really matters? Let's see what Paul says in Philippians 3. 8 through 15, and yea, Dallas, I count all things but loss for the excellence of knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffer the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark with the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, that if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Paul said, I'm persuaded. I haven't got there yet, but I'm pressing. I count it all but lost. Philippians 3:17, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them that walk so as ye have us an example. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Listen, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. Set your affections on things above rather than on things below. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ. Man, what a promise. What a promise. That thing that's fighting you right now, that battle that is waging war against you, that God, through fellowship, through receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord, gives us peace, which even shouldn't be, but it is, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That which transcends the knowledge of man. I don't think we'll know. I think we're saying he's going to show us when we come into his presence in eternity to come with the vastness of his love towards us. I would that none would perish. And he says, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden and labor. And I am. Will give you rest for your souls. For the promises of God are yea, and they are amen. But you got to know him. You got to know him. The reason you're here is to have fellowship with God, to know him, to worship to praise him only. Thou shalt have no other gods before you. And then scripture is going to say, you shall love your neighbor even as yourself. He says, if you keep these two commandments, you can hang the rest of them on that. To love God, and to love your fellow man. To love God, to love your fellow man. We live in a world that lacks compassion. We live in a dog-eat world. Dog-eat, dog world. We live in a time when we are in a dangerous place in this world. And you need to know him. If you don't know him today, call on his name and he'll come unto you. He said, knock and it shall be open. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Believe with your mouth. Believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, to God, raised him from the dead. He sits at the right hand of the Father right now making intercession for me and you. And it's his will that you have fellowship with him. It's his will that nothing by no means shall harm you and hurt you. That the end result will be glorious. Although this body dies daily, Paul said, my inner man goes from glory to glory to glory to glory. If you need healing in your body, Jesus died and took stripes on his back that you might be healed. Peace in your mind, he was chastised for our peace of mind. Call on him today. Renounce all the evil in your life and turn, the Bible says, repent, to turn and go in another direction. Trust him. He says, try of me, taste of me, and see if I'm not good. Don't miss our time of visitation because we were born to serve God. We were born to have fellowship with God. And if we've missed that, we missed it all. If we miss Jesus, if we miss the plan of God for our life, then we missed it all. And he promises that you call on him, he'll lead you and he'll guide you into all the truth and righteousness for your sake, that you might be kept and sealed by the Holy Ghost power of an almighty God. And your end result will be good. But if we refuse fellowship and we reject him, it's not good. The end result will not be good. We are deemed for destruction if we refuse the love gift, which is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Know him today. Please don't turn him away. He's beckoning. His hand is not shortened. His arm is not shortened. And his ear is not cauliflowered. He cannot hear and reach out to the cries of these people. Think on this today. Meditate on this today. Whatever you're going through in this life, give it to Jesus. Bow on your knees and cry out to him, and I will guarantee you he will hear you. May God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthinthword777@gmail.com. Word of God declares, look up. For your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall endure.